So listener Grace writes in and she asks, Bob talked about wine for parties before, and I forgot what he said about how to pick wine varieties that most guests will enjoy. So I think I guess she's not referring to the wine as a gift for the host, but more of she was asked to bring a wine to supply the wine for the party and isn't sure what's going to resonate with the majority of people. Can you help us out, Bob?
I'm going to give it a shot because we all have different friends and
I'll say
and different wine appreciation levels. But remember what you're doing at a party. This is not a cerebral time. This is a time for pleasure. This is a time for casual conversation and casual attention to the wines. You want to serve wines that don't say, pay attention to me. This is, I'm important. You want those wines that will give you a much more, I don't know, easy flowing sort of style. So to that end, I start with delicacy. I start with crispness, freshness, a lot of flavor. And you can find those in whites, rosés, and reds. Rosé is a great party wine because there are people say, I only drink red. Okay, I'm just going to drink red. But rosé can kind of transition between whites, which a lot of people prefer at a party, and reds, which will be more robust and demand more attention. Washington is just jammed with great rosés made from Rhone varieties, Bordeaux varieties, Italian varieties, and I think those make great party wines. There's oftentimes a little bit of residual sugar to them. Residual sugar broadens the wine's capability of matching more foods, okay? So if you've got this buffet that has some seafood, some cheeses, some meats, some dips, and all that stuff, I find that a little bit of residual sugar in a rosé or possibly in a Riesling will help that wine match with more foods.
Well, and I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think rosé is experiencing kind of this new renaissance in the past couple of years. More and more people are saying, oh yeah, I forgot about rosé.
It's hot. It's a hot category globally. It's not just here in the United States, but globally, rosé is a real choice.
So that's a good party wine.
Very much so. If you're going to stick with whites, Riesling, I'm back to one of my favorite varieties because I find the versatility of Riesling with a broad array of foods is wonderful.
Do you bring the sweet kind or the dry kind?
In between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can do the dry kind, and there are some lovely Washington dry Rieslings, but I go for just that little touch of residual sugar, and you can find them from dozens of producers in Washington where it's not sweet, it's not syrupy, it's not sickly. I shouldn't say that because I love sweet Riesling, okay? But just that little residual sugar helps them go with food better. For reds, I'd stick with a lighter kind of I don't want to say frivolous, but not as demanding sort of red wine. Maybe a lighter Merlot, like Pinot Noirs, some Syrahs, Southern Rhone blends, Grenache, Cunoise, Mourvèd, etc., often give themselves very well to parties because they have lots of character, lots of aroma, and they don't have a huge amount of tannin. Very nice for a range of foods.